24. Joe's End. The news spread. In a few minutes, men were in boats on their way to the cave. Tom was in the boat with Judge Thatcher. When the door was opened, their eyes saw a sad sight. Joe was on the ground, dead. The next morning, Tom and Huck had an important talk. Now, Huck told Tom about following Joe up the hill to Mrs. Douglas's house. This part of the story was new to Tom, and Joe came from number 2 in that public house, Huck said. And now we shall never know any more about that box of money. Huck, Tom said, that money was never in number 2. Huck, it is in the cave. Say that again, Tom. The money is in the cave. Tom, is this true? It is true, Huck. Will you go there with me and help to bring it out? I will if we can go into the cave and not get lost. Tom agreed. We want some bread and meat and our tobacco and 2 bags and some string and some lights. They took a friend's boat, and about noon the boys started their journey. Huck, the hole is near. Try to find it. Here it is. The boys entered the hole. Tom was leading. They tied their string to a rock to guide their return. A few steps took them to the little waterfall, and Tom felt his whole body shaking. They continued walking, and soon they came to the place where the floor seemed to end. Now I will show you something, Huck. He held his light high. Look as far as you can around the corner. Do you see that? On the big rock? Tom, it is a cross. That is where I saw Joe, Huck. And where is number 2? Remember what he said? Under the cross. It was not easy to go down the hill of rock to the floor below. Tom went first, and Huck followed. Near the bottom of the great rock, the boys found where some person had been eating and sleeping, but they found no money. Then Tom took his knife and used it to turn over the earth behind the great rock. The knife touched wood. Huck, do you hear that? They pulled away some stones and some old boards. Huck, look there. It was the box of money. There were also 2 guns. We have it, said Huck, putting his hands among the pieces of gold. We are rich, Tom. They put the money in their 2 bags and carried it up from the hole under the rock. Now we want the guns, said Huck. No, Huck, leave them there. We will return and use them some other time. It was dark when they arrived at the edge of the village. Huck, said Tom, we will take the money to Mrs. Douglas's house. I know a place near there to leave it tonight. Tomorrow morning we can count it and divide it. Near Mrs. Jones' house they stopped to rest. Mr. Jones came out. Who's there? He said. Huck and Tom Sawyer. Come with me, boys. They are all waiting for you. All the important people of the village were there. The Thatchers were there. The Harpers, Aunt Polly, Sid, Mary, and many more. All were dressed in their best clothes. Tom and Huck were covered with earth from the cave. Aunt Polly's face was red when she saw Tom's face and clothes. Mrs. Douglas took the boys to a bedroom and said, "Wash and dress now. Here are new clothes for both of you. Come and join the others when you are ready."